It was a week ago Tuesday that seven deadly explosions shook commuter trains in Mumbai, India, killing more than 200 people. Earlier this week, trains, cars, and pedestrians stopped for 2 minutes of silence during the evening rush hour. Police continue their investigation into who was behind the attacks. They have rounded up and questioned hundreds of people in the city, many of them Muslim. Most of them have been released. India's prime minister has called for a review of relations with Pakistan, questioning Pakistani involvement in the bombings. Kozim Merchant is a reporter for the Financial Times in Mumbai. Mr. Merchant, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Blair. Nice to be with you.
Bring us up to date on the investigation, please.
Well, five people have been arrested in a town called Nashik in northern Maharashtra, whose capital, of course, is Mumbai. Very few details have been released about them other than they were men and presumably also Muslim, which is the broad characteristic of most of the people who have been arrested so far, several hundred. Most of these people have been held for a number of hours, questioned, and then released, and there hasn't been any conclusive arrest and charging of individuals yet.
One piece of evidence that the police seem to have is the type of explosive that was used, and it's also an explosive used by separatist rebels in Kashmir.
That's correct. Police found early on evidence to suggest that a device called RDX, which is a commodity used in fairly sophisticated explosives, used by organized terrorist groups in Kashmir, for example, was also used in the bombings. And on the basis of that, they've been able to link culpability for this most recent explosion with groups such as those that operate in Kashmir. It at least tells us one thing, which is the people who planned and carried out this attack were organized, sophisticated, and knew how to handle deadly explosive devices.
And of course, Pakistan has supported separatist rebels in Kashmir. Is that why India's prime minister has called for this review of relations with Pakistan?
If there is one conclusive thought that's emerged from this tragedy, is that there appears to be the involvement of Pakistani-supported groups. Everyone in the Indian political establishment has said as much, and the Indian intelligence community has been leaking information furiously about this. So about that, there seems to be no dispute.
But is there any hard evidence that the Pakistanis were involved?
The only evidence linking Pakistani hand in this is the manner in which the bombs were planned and the attack carried out, the sophistication of the devices used. For example, timers were used, and the attacks were all synchronized in a fairly sophisticated way. So it's a character of the explosion that it points to Pakistan. In addition to that, there's been plenty of email evidence cropping up incriminating organizations which have an obvious Pakistan association, I mean a self-confessed Pakistan association.
Kozim Merchant is a reporter for the Financial Times in Mumbai, India. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.